74. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Miriam. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is Rays of Harry Potter. This podcast is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Harry is said to be half a blood magician because while his parents were magical, Lily was muggle, and so was Harry. James Potter is a pure blood, but in the course of the last book he makes a realization and his lineage continues. He is the son of Harry Potter and Lily Potter, the daughter of his father and mother. Linfred is the inventor of a number of remedies that have evolved into potions that are still used today, including Skellagrow and Pepperup potion. The snake is, of course, Voldemort's symbol, and Voldemort's ancestor Salazar Slytherin is Ron, who is known to have cursed Voldemort. Interestingly, Harry, Snape and Voldemort are all members of the same family, rather than just each other's offspring. When you think about Voldemort dying without power, he died of a lost love. Harry is embracing death as his old friend has given him the extra weight it took to gain legitimacy. The Dursley character's motorcycle was prominently cast, and young Sirius Black gave it to Hagrid to take Harry to Dumbledore. There is also a scene in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows in which he rides to escape Voldemort's claws during the Battle of the Seven Potters. Many fans debate the theory behind this claim, but there are others who believe Dumbledore may be part of a modern triumvirate. Hagrid gave Harry Sirius' motorcycle because his godfather wanted them to have it, and Ron had to have his driver's license to drive it. The Dursleys have no legal status as Harry's carers, but the characters in his heart will be his adoptive parents. Harry is so young he has an understandable right to be angry about this abuse. His parents were murdered and he is in the care of a character whose character is, or will be, the adoptive parents of his heart. Their love and devotion becomes apparent the moment Harry first leaves her in his first book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Harry realizes that his own single-mindedness makes him predictable to his enemies, and often clouds his perception. When the Potters were murdered by Voldemort, a grieving Snape vowed to protect Lily and the children, even though he loathed young Harry because he was the son of James Potter. Their friendship ended, but Snape revealed he still loved Harry's mother Lily. Harry sends his second son to Hogwarts, while Albus and Severus himself are named as the two headmasters of Hogwarts. In the books, Harry and Ginny's children are named in homage to family and friends. The first son is called James and Sirius, and the daughters are all called Lily and Luna. In the seventh book, Rowling comments that Harry has the ultimate strength of character that not even Voldemort possesses. 8 films have been made and they have sold more than 2.5 million copies. In the United States alone, the second most popular movie franchise in history, he has a special talent for flying, which manifests itself in his Philosopher's Stone when he tries to fly for the first time, and gets a place on the Quidditch team after joining at that age. Harry is able to encounter a dragon with his broomstick and tries the magic of magic himself. He is also gifted with the ability to master magic, which he masters after repeated encounters with various types of magical creatures. While at Hogwarts, Harry also appears as a member of a secret student organization called the Dumbledore Army, which teaches more sensible defense strategies against the dark arts, despite Professor Umbridge getting him to read the textbooks. That plan is thwarted when Dumbledore Army member Marietta Edgecombe betrays him and informs Umbridge, whereupon Dumbledore is removed as headmaster. Harry eventually defeats Voldemort's plan to steal an important prophecy, but suffers an emotional blow when his beloved godfather Sirius is killed in the Battle of Hogwarts during his battle with Voldemort. A subplot in Order of the Phoenix includes Harry's romance with Cho Chang, but the relationship quickly falls apart. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix is the story of Harry and Dumbledore, who warn against the return of Lord Voldemort and poke fun at his return as authoritarian bureaucrats slowly take power at Hogwarts. It was written by Michael Goldenberg and is based on the first book in the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling and David Farrar. This particular entry is more secret than speculation, because the more I thought about it, the less it made sense and more it didn't seem bad, conceived. Think of it this way, histories. Greatest Magician began as nothing more than what we are today, a student. This theory also emerged on Tumblr, but it started in the Potter community when I first raised it. The specific theory is that Dumbledore is a representation of death, and that Harry's class size would not be so unhappy if he had been directly involved in the magic war, because too many adults would have died at a time when they had fathered children the same age as Harry. When we talk about a modern fairy tale of the three brothers using Harry, Voldemort and Snape, we imagine the future of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1 and Part 2. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.